breaks before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I leave with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I've got nothing to share, no, I've got nothing to say. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. It's the outside always looking in. Will I ever be more than I've ever been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I watching people pass, waving through a window. Oh, can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise, and no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you learned, because you learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've ever been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I watching people pass, waving through a window. Oh, can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? It's like I never made a sound. Will I ever make a sound? On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak, but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Oh, can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? Is anybody waving? Whoa.
Good evening. I'm Jesse Kearns, pastor of the First Christian Church Disciples of Christ here in Chico, as well as the president of the Chico Area Interfaith Council. Some of the Chico faith communities that offer support, affirmation, and welcome to the LGBTQIA+ community are collaborating for a joint service of celebration and solidarity as part of Stonewall Pride 2020. Each of these spiritual communities will be presenting music, readings, and words speaking to how their traditions strive to make visible the full human experience. Though diverse in their beliefs, each of these communities is dedicated to making sure each person is loved and affirmed in their fullness of their gender identity and sexual orientation. May you be uplifted by the offerings this evening.
Good evening. I'm Pastor Dave Vallelunga from the Trinity United Methodist Church. We are thrilled to be a part of this online service of outreach and affirmation and inclusion of our LGBTQIA siblings. There is a way, especially online these days, that church services resemble infomercials. There is a product being marketed, in this case, the Christian Life, and every distributor makes claims about the effectiveness of their company. Even though this is a service of worship, we cannot avoid this comparison. And so I am here, frankly, to make sure that allies and LGBTQIA friends and neighbors know that there are churches in Chico that truly welcome the authentic you and that Trinity is among them. Any church in the land would casually say that everybody's welcome, but we all know that isn't really the case, with some exceptions. Tonight's togetherness is brought to you by these exceptional people. We are different across the denominations, but I think we all have in common is our acceptance of science and accrued wisdom and common sense, in addition to the biblical witness regarding the vast panoply of human sexual and gender expression. What we all have in common is our affirmation that LGBTQIA folk are created that way as a demonstration of God's infinite diversity. And while all humans fall short of the glory to which they are called, the reality the church calls sin, that sin is not tied to our sexual orientations, our gender preferences, or our identities. All people can engage in behavior that is destructive and would be called sinful, but any version of queerness is simply an expression of humanness. It is a normalcy, not a perversion. What we all have in common, these welcoming churches, is that we are sick and tired of seeing people persecuted and shunned because of who they authentically are. And the biggest blasphemy is to deny anyone the most fundamental of human rights, the right to be who they authentically understand themselves to be. And so, these churches welcome you, the real you, the quiet you, the flamboyant you. You are our kin, fellow travelers on the road to authentic living and fulfilling lives of depth and purpose. Jesus came, he says, that we might have life and have it abundantly, not ashamedly, not persecutedly, not abusively, at the hands of those who claim the Prince of Peace as their Lord and leader. In the loving, encouraging name of Christ Jesus, we welcome you, all of you, really.
This is a poem by David White titled, Everything is Waiting for You. Your great mistake is to act the drama as if you were alone, as if life were a progressive and cunning crime with no witness to the tiny hidden transgressions. To feel abandoned is to deny the intimacy of your surroundings. Surely, even you at times have felt the grand array, the swelling presence, the chorus crowding out your solo voice. You must note the way the soap dish enables you, or the window latch grants you freedom. Alertness is the hidden discipline of familiarity. The stairs are your mentor of things to come. The doors have always been there to frighten you and invite you. And the tiny speaker in your phone is your dream ladder to divinity. Put down the weight of your aloneness and ease into the conversation. The kettle is singing even as it pours you a drink. The cooking pots have left their arrogant aloofness and seen the good in you at last. All the birds and creatures of the world are unutterably themselves. Everything is waiting for you. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Reverend Loretta Dickerson Smith, the proud pastor of Bethel AME Church in Chico, California. I'm here today just to welcome, affirm, and celebrate our brothers and our sisters from the LGBTQAI community. And I'll be speaking briefly from Psalms, the 139th division, verses 13 and 14. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And I'd like to talk briefly on the topic, great creations from a marvelous creator. Have you ever reflected on the works of God as he knitted us together in our mother's womb? Whether male, female, straight, gay, bisexual, queer, or any distinction that the world has made based on our gender or sexuality, decisions that cause all of us at times to feel that we are outside of this community of faith because of who we are and who we choose to love. But wait, isn't God love? And isn't that love the action that he set into place based on his creation of you and me? Doesn't the Genesis text in chapter 1 contradict the belief that only certain creations should be included in our fellowship in the life of the ecclesia? So God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. After this creation of the heavens and the earth, the animals, vegetation, and humanity, I see an emphatic declaration, and it was very good after surveying his handiwork. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, you and all and we are very good because you are part of the Holy One as you were created in your mother's womb. You were knit together as anyone else that God loves. Your hands, your face, your smile, your personality, your gifts, and your very essence as you developed prior to entering this world. What would happen if in the face of all the lies that were told to us that we were not good enough, we remembered who our Creator is? This Creator is one who knows when we sit and when we rise. Our Father, who is familiar with all our ways. A friend who we can't run from because wherever we may try to go. This friend who laid down his life for you and laid down his life for me will always be there. How would our confidence rise if we could fully comprehend the loving intention woven into the fabric of our whole being through the mercy of God? This mercy, which is loving and inclusive, as we become acclimated to what paradise looks like while here on earth. A paradise that welcomes and affirms every fiber of who you are and whose you are, because God's kingdom is here on earth as it is in heaven. The God that we serve has made each of us instruments of praise. We might wonder at times, who are we that he would trust us with his love? The answer is that when someone loves you deeply, so that you are uniquely formed and fashioned, there's a creation of a kind of blueprint that's like none other. Our unique uniqueness is so important because we've been called to worship based on these gifts, the ones he's blessed each of us to have. These gifts are like a beautiful buffet of worship. We were all created to worship him. We worship him in our service. We worship him in our song, our prayer, and yes, even in our dance. We need everyone because only with all of us can we complete the buffet of God's great creations from a marvelous creator. You are welcome because with your presence, we indeed have the fullness of the human experience. May God continue to touch our hearts by transforming our minds so that we don't get stuck on the things that are divisive, but we embrace love that is patient and kind, one that doesn't envy, doesn't boast, and is not proud. Love that is not rude or self-seeking. It's not easily angered and keeps no record of the wrong. Love that does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. The truth is, you are God's creation as any other creation. And I'm so glad that each of us are a part of the family of God. We've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by his blood. I'm so glad that we're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod, for we're part of the family of God. May God bless you and may God keep you, is my prayer.
I am Mary Elizabeth Collins, music director at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Chico. When I moved to Chico in 2001, I transferred to Faith Lutheran Church from a Lutheran church in St. Paul, Minnesota. In St. Paul, after years of dialogue with the bishops, the church members voted without the approval of the hierarchy to ordain an openly lesbian, married minister who had served the church already for 13 years. It's not an easy process to listen with love to all the voices in a church and find a way to be welcoming to all people. So it's a real blessing for me tonight to be part of this service sponsored by Faith Lutheran, who openly welcomes all members of the GLBTQ+ community, including me, a lesbian. And I'm also proud to represent the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Chico, where I have served as music director since 2004. Joining me this evening are UU members David Strohmeyer, who's going to offer a reading, and Pam Sachs, guitarist and song leader and video producer for our part of this service. We'd like to open with two verses of Holly Near's song, which many of you may know. We are a gentle, loving people, so please join us.
A light shone down from the heaven, and the Lord spoke unto the people. I am the Lord your God. It's time you started using my correct pronouns, which are they/them, capitalized. The people were distraught and cried out, my Lord, my God, what? And God frowned, for they knew this was going to be a whole thing. they slash them. These are my pronouns. I am non-binary. Dumbfounded, the people replied, but God, surely there are only two genders. Simply put, I, the Almighty, cannot be contained male or female, like many of my children. What about my divine visitation screamed a specific gender to you? What exactly about a burning bush is inherently male or female? Then you go and use the masculine. I love all my children equally. But even I can admit that with cis men, mistakes were made. The people began to understand. Oh yes, sometimes people and divine beings are neither male nor female, or both, or trans, said God's children. And the Lord sighed, relieved. They took a large sip of wine because educating their children was truly exhausting. When the Lord started to finally wrap up and return to heaven, the children spoke up yet again. Sure, God, but if we may follow up. No, it's not for debate. The people pouted because they really wanted to make this about them. They followed up anyway.
Our pastor at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Chico, Brian Plude, is on sabbatical. He would love to be here, but he asked me if I would read his homily to you. What is love calling us to do? Side with Love, an advocacy campaign of the UU Association, began with our denomination's early support for same-sex marriage and the rights of LGBTQ plus persons. More than 80% of the Unitarian Universalist congregations have gone through a lengthy process of education and self-examination to become recognized as a welcoming congregation. The UU Fellowship in Chico is a welcoming congregation. In the decades-long battle for marriage rights, Unitarian Universalists, we call ourselves UUs, across the country marched and sang and advocated in Washington, D.C., in state capitals and in city halls. UU ministers performed same-sex marriages at a time when few other clergy would do so. What is love calling us to do? Unitarian Universalists believe that there is inherent worth and dignity in every person. We believe that we are all interconnected. When those most oppressed suffer, we all suffer. Our Universalist roots tell us that we are all loved, that we are all saved. We are called to be welcoming. We are called to battle oppression and injustice. Our Side with Love campaign has expanded to include many other forms of oppression. How does love continue to call us? In 2015, the Supreme Court struck down state bans on same-sex marriages. Hallelujah! Yet, there is much work still to be done. Transgender persons continue to experience high rates of transphobic violence. In 2019, 90% of violent deaths among trans and gender non-conforming persons were Black women. And I recently learned that it was a Black transgender woman, Marsha P. Johnson, who led the way at Stonewall riots in 1969. How does love continue to call us? We have crises in immigration, in policing, in mental health, in healthcare, in employment, in voter disenfranchisement. In each of these situations, it is Blacks, Indigenous people, and people of color who are disproportionately affected. Our present pandemic crisis has revealed to all of us the systemic injustice embedded in law and regulation and practice. I heard recently on National Public Radio that there are two economic depressions, divided by education. Employment that can be done remotely, mostly white-collar jobs for those with college degrees, has fully recovered since March. Employment that requires in-person work, mostly blue-collar jobs for those without college degrees, is still in deep depression. In many areas of the country, these jobs are disproportionately filled by Blacks, Indigenous people, and people of color. What is love calling us to do here in Butte County? Locally, the UU Fellowship volunteers at the Torres Shelter and the Safe Space Winter Shelter. We volunteer with the Chico Housing Action Team and with Concerned Citizens for Justice. On August 30th this year, we unveiled our Black Lives Matter banner, signifying our solidarity with and support for Black people everywhere. Last fall, we began the process of renewing our welcoming church status for the LGBTQ community. Although that's been derailed by the pandemic, we look forward to completing that process soon. What is love calling us to do? Love calls us to respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person and to act to create a more just world. We invite all of you to join us at the UU Fellowship of Chico. Amen and blessed be.
The promise of the Spirit, faith, hope, and love abide. And so every soul is blessed and made whole. The truth in our hearts is of God. We are answering the call of
made everything in the universe. The Bible tells us that God saw what God had made and God said, "It is good." But then, two chapters later in the Bible, humans decide for themselves that they are going to judge what is good and what is evil. And of course, the first thing that they judge to be evil is themselves. They look at themselves and they say, "Oh no, we're naked. That's a bad thing." But of course, God had made them that way, and God said it was good. But humans have stopped believing God and have started judging for themselves. And so first thing they do is they cover up themselves and they hide from God, and then immediately they start blaming one another and judging each other to be worse. The man says to God, "It's the woman's fault. She made me do it." And the woman says, "No, it's the snake's fault. The snake made me do it." And in that moment, paradise is lost. And for us, the whole rest of the Bible is the story about how God has tried to convince us what God said in the beginning, that we really are good, each and every one of us, if we would only believe God. And for us as Lutherans, that culminates in Jesus, God's love made perfect, made human, so that we can hold hands with God, so that we can hug God, so that we can break bread with God. And in Jesus, God goes and searches for all the people that society had declared unworthy of love. God welcomed people who had been rejected because of their ethnicity, because of their employment, because of their sexual history. And God declared, and Jesus declared them to be children of God. And then when these children of God turned on Jesus, when they killed him and nailed him to a cross, Jesus still said, God loves you. There is nothing that can separate you from God's love. So much so that when we put God in the ground and sealed his grave with a tomb, God rolled it back 3 days later and stepped out. Because God's job, God's work of telling us that we are loved, it's not over yet. And God invites us to join in and helping one another believe that we are, as God says, good. And so we as Lutherans believe that none of us are perfect, but God loves us perfectly. And we try to center our lives together by sharing real stories of human imperfection and the ways in which God really shows up for each of us, giving us moments of grace. We acknowledge that the institutions in which we participate, even the church, has for so long participated in judging people to be good or evil, particularly the LGBTQ community. And yet we believe that God's love is stronger even than the mistakes that God's followers make. And so we hope that you know that there is a place here in Chico, along with the many others in our worship tonight, where we want to let you know that God has made you good and beautiful and that you are loved. Amen.
Through eyes that see. God of love, we thank you for the spirits who were trailblazers, moving and shaking people's hearts and minds. Stir up in us that same energy of those who helped pave the way for where our LGBTQIA+ siblings are today. May we never stop expanding the borders of love and acceptance for queer, brown, and black bodies. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Compassionate Jesus, on the days where this work of justice and reconciliation feel like too much, help lighten our load. Soften our hearts to welcome people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions, and all the bodies in which they encompass. Teach us to learn and relearn with humility and excitement. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we marvel in awe at the expansiveness of your creation. Your margins of diversity are boundless, and for that we thank you. Each of our beloved LGBTQIA+, brown, and black siblings are beautifully and wonderfully made in all your image. Teach us to love people just as they are and embrace their identity fully as you have embraced us. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Weaver of justice, let us be your hands and feet. May we follow the Spirit's lead and work for justice and equality for our LGBTQIA, brown, and black siblings. In prayer we say, Black Lives Matter. That our LGBTQIA+ siblings are made in your image, and we are committed to your ministry of reconciliation. In your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hello, my name is Gail Hill, and I'm pastor of Chico First Baptist Church, and thrilled to participate in what we hope to be the first of many interfaith pride worship services. Our gratitude to Faith Lutheran Church for hosting this event. Each of our faith communities was given the theme of visibility with the question, how does your faith tradition make visible the humanity in each of us? Well, our faith tradition seeks to follow Jesus because Jesus reveals to us what God is like. Our Creator God sent God's own self to live among us, to teach us how to live. Thinking about how our faith tradition makes visible the humanity of each of us, I thought about this scripture from Mark's Gospel, the 9th chapter, verses 38 through 41. Where Jesus is healing and teaching with his disciples close at hand. One of his disciples, John, said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea." And Jesus ends his teaching here with, "Bring peace to one another." May it be so. Amen. Followers of Jesus come to him saying, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." As if these followers had a sole mandate on following Jesus. There are many ways to follow Jesus. There's no corner on the Jesus way. So what they're really saying is, "Jesus, they're not one of us." Now I realize this is part of our human condition where we categorize others. When I'm talking with someone, internally my thoughts are assessing whether we are alike on an issue or not. And sadly, when I fall into categorizing, I miss the full extent of God's presence and power at work in the world. Because I'm looking at life and others through a narrow lens of my way. Jesus says to the disciples, "Don't stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name," and let's stop here and say that whatever deed we are doing, we can't just tack on "in Jesus' name," and that be the way. It's a very narrow way and understanding of Jesus' teaching. A broader interpretation suggests that doing something in Jesus' name means to act as Jesus would act in that situation. When someone acts as Jesus would in a situation, it's in Jesus' name, regardless of whether religious words are spoken. So Jesus says, "Leave it be." An act of love is an act of love. An act of truth is an act of truth. It gives expression to my presence in the world. Jesus included women in a patriarchal society. So when you and I treat each other with respect, we do it in Jesus' name. Jesus fed the hungry with the little he shared. Whenever we are generous and compassionate, we do it in Jesus' name. Jesus touched the disease and did not worry about consequences. Whenever we enter into the suffering with another, we do it in Jesus' name, regardless of whether we mention his name or not. When we welcome little children, the least to be honored, we do it in his name. It seems that Jesus is far more inclusive than his followers. Jesus tells his followers, "Quit worrying about what others are doing. Be concerned about what you are doing. If any of you put a stumbling block in front of these little ones, it's better off that you drown." Who are these little ones? Well, previously, Jesus had set a little child on his lap. And in that day, a child was the lowest of the low in the social status. Jesus may be referring to the child, or he could be referring to anyone who's marginalized in a community. So again, a narrow interpretation would suggest if you prevent one of these little ones from believing in me, meaning I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that's a narrow understanding. A broader understanding says if you prevent one of these vulnerable ones from trusting that they are lovable, you're placing a stumbling block in front of them, because I've come to teach them that they are lovable and precious. Anytime you cause another to doubt that they are beautiful and cherished and unique and loved, I believe Jesus says you need to be very afraid of that. Get rid of whatever causes you to make others doubt that they are loved. Any act of mercy, any welcoming of someone, any including the excluded is a way of showing our Creator's love of humanity. No one has a corner on the Jesus way or the divine way to our Creator, because there is an infinite number of ways to share with others that they are truly and utterly loved. If our way of following makes us dislike or fear someone, maybe we had better listen again to the one who tells us to be at peace with one another. However we choose to follow, may it be so. Amen.
I'm so glad we were together. I have the joy of offering you a little closing song, and may this blessing be with you now and always. May you run and not be weary. May your heart be filled with song. And may the love of God continue to give you hope and keep you strong. And may you run and not be weary. May your life be filled with joy. And may the road you travel always lead you home. May you live a life of purpose, full of people filled with grace. And may the joy of your creation inspire the world in every place. And may you live with health unbounded, and wherever you may roam, may the road you travel always lead you home. Yes, may the road you travel always lead you home. Blessings, everyone.